this place. I pray, God, that you will increase and that I will decrease. Less of me and more of you. That's what we need. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll crucify self. Crucify flesh. Hide it behind the cross. Cause, God, that as I open my mouth right now to speak to your people, that, Lord Jesus, the words of my mouth, even the meditation of my heart, it will be acceptable in your sight. Oh God, for you are my strength. You are my redeemer. Bless the hearers of your word, Lord, and help us not to be hearers only, but to be doers in particular. As we wait on you, Father, we're careful to give you thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I respectfully greet my pastor, the Reverend Livingston Gibbs, Minister Alvin Newton, the Assistant Pastor, Minister Judith Rainey, the deacons, the evangelists, and all God's wonderful children in the precious name of Jesus. Though it's my last time speaking to you in this capacity, I pray it's not my last time on the earth, and certainly not the last time that I will be among God people. There's a multitude of things to say, but as I was praying last night, I said to the Lord, people don't come to hear you. I said, Lord, I don't want people to come to hear me. When you show up, that's the difference. When God shows up, that's the difference. When the Holy Spirit is in control, that's the difference. I don't know about you, but I didn't come here for a man. I came here for God. Ah, help me, Jesus. I didn't come here for man. I came here for God. And touching Jesus is all that matters. Touching Jesus is all that matters. I want the Holy Spirit to be evident. I want the Holy Spirit to be prevalent. I want the Holy Spirit to have his way. Whatever he says do, I'm willing to do. Whatever he says say, I'm willing. If he says say, I'm going to say. If he says preach, I'm going to preach. Whatever you want to do, Holy Ghost. I need a little bit of help in this house. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I give God thanks for his grace and his mercies. I started this year not knowing I would see today. But God's grace. God's grace and God's mercy kept me. And I'm just giving God the glory and the honor and the praise. Turn your Bibles with me. The book of 1 John, the 3rd chapter. I knew I was going to be speaking today. Turn this up a little, please. And it was going to be speaking today, and about 3 weeks or 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I had everything prepared. I was ready. That's good, thank you. I was ready and I was good. And Friday morning, the Lord woke me up 4 a.m. and completely disrupt what I had planned and said, this is what I want you to tell my people. 1 John chapter 3. I'm going to read from the Amplified. See what an incredible quality of love the Father has shown us, that we would be permitted to be named and called and counted the children of God. And so we are. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, we are even here and now children of God. And it's not yet made clear what we will be after his coming. But we know that when he comes and is revealed, we will be as his children, be like him. Because we shall see him just as he is in all his glory. And everyone who has this hope confidently placed in him purifies himself just as he is pure, holy, undefiled, and guiltless. Verse number 7. Little children, believers, dear ones, do not let anyone lead you astray. The one who practices righteousness, the one who strives to live consistently honorable life, a consistently honorable life, in private as well as in public, and to conform God's precepts is righteous, and just as he is righteous. The one who practices sin, separating himself from God and offending him by his acts of disobedience, indifference, or rebellion, is of the devil and takes his inner character and moral values from him, not God. For the devil has sinned and violated God's law from the beginning. The Son of God appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. No one who is born of God deliberately, knowingly, or habitually practices sin, because God's seed, his principle of life, the essence of his righteous character, remains permanently in him who is born again, who is reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, and set apart for his purpose. And he who is born again cannot habitually live a life characterized by sin, because he is born of God and longs to please him. Glory to God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord woke me up Friday morning, 4 a.m. and he said, it's not what you say, but what is in your heart. It is not what you say, but what is in your heart. Many folks talk and they say things that sound sincere, but it's not coming from the heart. They say things like, I love you, and they don't mean it. They say things like, I'm going to be there for you, but they don't mean it. They say things like, I'm never going to leave you, but they don't mean it, because it's coming from the lips, but it's not coming from the heart. And we get ourselves in trouble, my brothers and sisters, when you're speaking stuff from your lips that is not coming from your heart. The Lord said to me, he says, Dwayne, what he says. He says, let your words match your action. Let your words line up with how you live. Let your words be how you're perceived, how you are seen, how you're viewed. Let what you say be who you are. Because many of us, and I want to be very clear, because it's not just located in one location. Many of us in the churches today, we say Christianity, but we don't live Christianity. We talk a good talk, but we don't live the good talk. We talk about Christ. We talk about our Christian life. And when I say we talk about it, I'm talking when we're in church, because we do a good talk in church. But when we step out of church, our lifestyle does not match up what we are saying. And the reality is, my brothers and sisters, you're not in a world today where you can be fooling around and playing games. You've got to be the type of Christian that if I say it, I mean it. If I said it, I mean it. I don't care who it is. I don't care who don't like me because of it. But if I'm saying it, I mean it. I am not the type of person, and you all have known me for over 17 years. And I'm not afraid to take, if I tell you in your face, I'll tell you behind your back. It don't matter to me. That's me. I'm real. I'm going to talk to you real. Anybody who's ever had a conversation with me know that I'm a straight talker. If it's wrong, it's wrong. I've had people over the years that avoid me because they know, Pastor, they're not going to get the sweet nonsense. They're not going to get I'm gonna take my time. Yes. The Lord said you can't get married to somebody. It's the love of God. Pastor, I don't care how anointed they say you are. I don't care how gifted they say you are. Without the love of God inside your heart, glory to God, there is no edification, there is no blessing, there is no anointing, there is no deliverance. You're just a good speaker. You're just a charismatic speaker.
Story.
see me. When you have a conversation with me outside of the confines of a church environment, you see Christ. You know who I belong to. You see my heart, because my heart is not mine. My heart is His. And I am a testimony. And I'm not speaking of myself, I'm talking to us. You become a testimony, not because of things, but because you have a relationship with Almighty God. You ever met a person that you can't say two words without them attributing glory to God? You ever met a person be know in her spirit that I'm all right.
Yes.
She's good. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But the stage that the believer needs to be in is that personal stage. Help me, Holy Ghost. You have to be in that first love stage. What is that first love stage, minister? That first love stage is, I can't make a day go by that I don't hear from God. I can't make a day go by. Help me, Lord. And notice, the Lord didn't say that I didn't tell God stuff, that I didn't tell God I need this, I need that. He said, What should you talk to? And then, here church people are passing. Not this church, praise the Lord. Because there's good folks up in her. But here church folk. Yes, my minister, preach it. That's why I don't talk to certain people. It is not the people conversation. When you have a conversation inside of you and you're talking, and then you will say we're talking to ourselves. No, you're not talking to yourself. You're having a conversation with one of two people or two entities. You're either speaking with God or you're speaking with the devil. And they are at war within us, trying to get control. And so when I see the mini dress and the heart start to palpitate, and the devil says, hey, not everybody gonna see you, minister, if you praise the Lord. You can keep it a secret. And then I start to listen to the voice. And cold sweat start to run down me. And I think about all the things that I can do and get away with. I'm not having a conversation with myself. There is a spirit within me that I'm warring with. So the Lord says, watch who you talk to. Always reverence and honor the man who the man of God. Did it not profit you that you are a child of God and you just talk in any and any old way? Not in this church, praise the Lord. Because saints are perfect upon her. Glory to God. Say amen, perfect saints. But in the other churches, there are folks who are good at telling folks how to live. That they ain't living themselves.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hear what the Lord says. Go beyond just saying things out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. And put those things into action. Go beyond just saying things out of your mouth and put those things into action. Let Jesus be seen in your actions more than in your words.
Amen. Amen.
Let Jesus be seen more in your actions than in your words.
Yes, yes.
Look like what you preach. Hear what the Lord says. This is what told me to write. When you look like what you preach, your words then carry weight. When you look like what you preach, your words carry weight.
Yeah.
So when you hear me say, as a man of God, the Lord tell me to tell you, because of how I live, that word now carries weight because there's a testimony behind it. My life already displays that I am a man of God or I'm a woman of God. So when I speak now, people don't
question it.
The preacher said something, I don't know what he said. No, it carries weight because your actions speak louder than your words. The Lord just pushed me to say this now. Of us, our actions are not saying what our words are saying. And you say you love me, and you can't even hug. You say you love me. The Holy Spirit just said, don't say you say you love me. The Holy Spirit says, this is what we say. I love the people of God. I love all God's people. It's a lie. Because your action does not match what you're saying. If you love all God's people, you don't have a problem getting down with me. When I'm going through what I'm going. I gotta go. Number four. Watch your words. Number four. Watch your words. Not because it's a thought. That doesn't mean it should be said.
Amen.
Not because it is a thought. It should be said.
Amen.
Once they are spoken, you can't take it back. Help me, Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, you do more damage with your tongue than with your fist.
Amen.
Help me, Lord. The Lord said, you do more damage with your tongue than with your fist.
That's right.
And too many Christians are loose with their tongue.
Amen.
Jesus. It's the last message, so. Right back. Don't remember, it's the last message, Minister Preacher. Come tell me about watching the words.
Oh, boy.
We do more damage. Jesus said, life and death is in the power of your tongue.
Yes.
You know what? He calls it, it's an unruly That's my mommy. And she didn't care a biscuit. She will apologize afterwards. But she will tell you like it is. Whether you like it or you don't. So I have her living inside of me. And don't play no games with Alvin either. Years, 18 actually. this time.